now to finish two poems which are completely of another order. The first, I haven't really finished yet, but I'd like to read it. I worked this out, as finished as it is, a couple of weeks ago in Baja California at Conception Bay. It's called The Hudsonian Curlew. This is a several poems, five or six short pieces in different styles. The desert track turn around, park to the truck, and walk over dunes. A pebbly point hooks out to the shallow bay, a mandala of birds. Pelican, seagulls, and terns. One curlew far at the end. They fly up as they see us and settle back down. Terns keep coming out of empty skies from over the oceans. Frigate birds sail without stopping or greeting. Pelicans sit nearest the sea. Tern are bathing and fluttering in the frothy wave lapping between the small rocks. We gather driftwood for firewood for camping, get four shells to serve up a pail of steamed snails. In the top of the cardon cactus, at the edge of the camp, two vultures look and yawn and hunch and preen. Out on the point, the seabirds flutter and settle, come and leave, speak. Two sides of the border, the margins, tidewater, zones. Two worlds don't meet. Three shotgun shots as it's getting dark. Two birds. How come three shots? One went down on the water and started to swim. I didn't want another thing like that duck. The bill curved down and the long neck limp. A grandmother plumage of cinnamon and brown. The beak not so long. Bars on the head and by the eye. A Hudsonian curlew. And the tern, most likely royal tern, with forked tail and heavy orange beak.